I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Ryerson University has revised its return to campus plans for the 2022 winter semester. Due to concerns surrounding the COVID-19 Omicron variant, as well as rising positive cases across the GTA, the school decided to keep all classes online until January 30th, 2022. School President Mohammed Lashmi wrote in a press release that further planning for the semester will commence in January. Quote, "As we approach the end of our fall semester, I am sure that many of you are following the news on the rise of the Omicron variant in our province and are concerned about how this will impact our winter 2022 semester. The university is monitoring this closely and continues to respond to guidance from our government and the public health authorities in planning for January." End quote. This is a reversal from the previous announcement on October 14th that planned to gradually bring staff and students back to campus for in-person activities and classes. As more individuals submitted their proof of vaccination, the school was hopeful that campus life would return to full capacity. The 2019-2020 school year was online exclusively, while the 2021 fall semester was hybrid for some faculties. Its success, according to Lashmi, was viewed as a pilot project of what would be implemented in 2022. Students and staff were asked to submit their proof of vaccination, which is two doses to be fully vaccinated or have a legitimate medical exemption by the end of November. For plans after January 30th, Lashmi believes that the school can attempt to return to in-person activities once again. Quote, "On Monday, January 31st, we will shift back to in-person learning and teaching. Wherever possible, remote work will also continue for the month of January, and research activity will continue as planned. We know the immediate weeks ahead will be critical in managing the spread of the Omicron variant. This move to a modified start of the term will help ensure the continued health and safety of our community. Beginning next week, the province is ramping up their booster program. We would strongly encourage all of our community members to receive a booster as soon as they are eligible to do so. Further guidance for students will be provided by the departments in the days to come. Faculty and contract lecturers will receive further information from the deans and/or chairs and directors. Leaders will be provided with further guidance from human resources shortly to support their staff. There will be some exemptions for programs that require in-person instruction, and those will be handled at the program level." End quote. Each step and plan for Ryerson's return to campus will be updated as more information from Toronto Public Health becomes available, including vaccination submissions and information regarding booster shots for students and staff. Starting on December 20th, all Toronto residents 18 years or older are able to book for a third COVID-19 booster vaccine, as long as they receive their second dose at least 3 months prior. The university will be closed from December 24th to January 6th, and no further updates regarding the school's reopening is expected before the new year. More details are expected to come in 2022. Prior to this episode, Lashmi and Associate Director of University Communications, Karen Benner, were asked to comment on the new developments. No response was given at this time. Benner previously wrote in an email to CGRU in October, quote, "While some faculties and programs at the university are starting to identify their processes for winter classes, the university is still working through the details and no official decision has been made about the winter term." End quote. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.